Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Streets Photog podcast. I'm your host, David Joseph Del Grand. A photograph isn't finished until it's a print, says a time-tested photography adage. And in today's digital world, I couldn't agree more. Bro, you're promoting printing photo work in 2022? Okay, boomer. But all jokes aside, printing my photography is an essential part of my process. In fact, in less than a week, I'll launch my first set of high-quality, full-color postcards. The image is a moody, blood-red Halloween scene that I captured in Dunbar Spring, Tucson. Halloween is my favorite time of year, so I wanted to commemorate this captivating season, as well as this beautiful barrio that I call home. More important is the process of printing. But here's a little background. First, the best thing about photography is that there's always something new to learn. Then, the technology improves. So this living art is a joy to be a part of. Funny enough, although I've been in and around the photo world for decades, I've never heard this quote, "A photograph isn't finished until it's print." Last night, I was thumbing through Zach Arias' book, Photography Q&A. Arias is an editorial and commercial photog based in Atlanta. This book was published almost 10 years ago, but the insight is timeless. As I got a feel for this book, which has been sitting on my shelf for who knows how long, honestly, I came across this quote about printing. Man, what a find. So here's my printing schedule for the rest of 2022. My plan is to publish my second photo book by the end of this year. I have my postcard project too, which will become part of my regular output. My fiance originally suggested adding printing postcards, and she was spot on. I mean, think about it. When I peruse my bookshelf, it's filled with luscious, inspiring, full-color coffee table books, not links to JPEGs housed in the quote-unquote cloud. Not only did Arias' book remind me that I'm on the right path, it jolted me back to pressing my first photography book. Almost 2 years ago, I was living in Tucson's most picturesque neighborhood, Barrio Viejo. I had recently left the journalism industry and was testing and sampling what professional work would best suit me. Then, the COVID-19 pandemic turned the world upside down. Fortunately, I live in Arizona, so the restrictions were pretty loose, especially for someone who has a press pass. Thank you, freelance journalism opportunities. Now, the pandemic cloud was looming, and I thought, let's get some images made, since having a social life was out of the question. So about 7 days a week, I was training my street photography eye, looking to Instagram for contemporary inspiration and my bookshelf for time-tested wisdom. By the close of 2020, I had a truckload of images taken at all hours of the day. But since it was Christmas time, I compiled my favorite Christmas lights displays from Barrio Viejo and published a book, Luces del Barrio. My focus was to walk away from this epoch with a time capsule. I wanted an artifact, a gift to give out. It needed to be real. So if I was visiting Elgin, Arizona, in my tiny home getaway, a Wi-Fi connection wasn't necessary. On top of it, the process of making a book from image selection to layout to formatting was almost as fun as making the photographs. In today's digital world, I quite enjoy delving in to the analog process, especially when the results are as rewarding as any creative could hope for. So check the link in the description for the online printer I'm using today, because when the social media blues has me in doubt, I print it out. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Streets Photog podcast. If you're interested in supporting this podcast and my other creative adventures, log on to my website, davidjdelgrand.com, and purchase my first self-published softcover photo book, Lutes del Barrio.